The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Shaykh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This may have been one of the most important subjects that we have discussed. How to awaken the heart. So we're going to discuss three more aspects of very practical things I think that you and I can do to revive the heart, to awaken the heart. And these come from a hadith in Bihar al-Anwar that is known as Hadithul Mi'raj. And we've talked about that often, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to the Prophet and addresses him and guides him. And so these are some very practical things that Allah talks in that subhanahu wa ta'ala narration about the heart and how to awaken the heart. And so it kind of ties in very well together. He says to him, Ya Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. He says, Alayka bis-samt. You know, I talked about this in Jum'ah. There's a few of you who were there in Jum'ah. It's a little bit tied in together quite well. He says, Ya Ahmad, Alayka bis-samt. That, oh Ahmad, adopt silence, he says. Adopt silence. فَإِنَّ أَعْمَرَ الْقُلُوبُ قُلُوبُ الصَّالِحِينَ وَالصَّامِتِينَ. Because the most flourishing of hearts, أَعْمَر, you know, that which is most strong, flourishing, it is open basically. We can even say in a context, illuminated, that the most flourishing of hearts are those hearts which are صالح, which are virtuous, and صامت, silent. Yeah? Adopt silence, he says, because the most flourishing of hearts are those hearts which are virtuous and silent. Wa akhrab al qulub, you know, from kharab, and the most barren and spoilt of hearts are qulubul mutakallimin bima la ya'nihim, are the hearts of those who speak about things that don't concern them. Yeah? Subhanallah, yeah? Very powerful, right? Very powerful what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Where we understand from this tradition that one of the most powerful ways of reviving and awakening the heart is through the maintenance of silence. Yeah, through the maintenance of silence. Now, when we speak of silence, I think silence has layers to it. It's not just the verbal silence, right? And like I made this joke, but I think it applies. Like, I don't want you going home and not talking to your wives on the way home, right? And be like, Molana said, be quiet, right? That's not what I'm saying, right? Ala ma la ya'nihim, that which doesn't concern them, right? And there's a lot of things that don't concern us that we do talk about, right? We talk about other people. It doesn't concern us. Don't talk about other people, right? We talk about things as if we know them. No, we don't need to know. We don't know everything, so leave it, right? There are sometimes people who are more qualified to speak. Let them speak. I don't need to speak. So these are some of the circumstances. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about silence, it's not just the silence of the tongue. Rather, it is an overall atmosphere of silence, right? Today, silence, and we're talking about the atmosphere of silence, is something which is very rare to come by. The phones have done an amazing job of connecting us to the world, but the phones have prevented us from being silent. The phone is always something we go to. We reach for the phone, right? When there's nothing to do, rather than just sitting, we reach for the phone. We check our messages. Even though there is nothing flashing, we check our messages. We check social media. We check news articles. We're always on something. And then the alerts don't help, right? When you see it blinking, your mind can't stop going towards it. We at home have our TVs on. We at home are streaming something all the time. Our laptops are on all the time. In the car, we have the radio on all the time. We have some Mankabats playing or some Noha playing all the time. We don't have silence. Yeah, we don't have silence. It is constant chatter, right? And this constant chatter numbs us. Yeah, it doesn't give us time to actually practice this overall silence. And what we sometimes find is that this silence actually becomes rather uncomfortable because we're so not used to it, right? We feel strange that it's so silent. Sometimes you'll get into the car and the kids will be 2 minutes, I would turn something on. Right? You want something on. Like, why? Because silence is uncomfortable. You ever just sit, they'll be like, I'm bored. And this starts from the time that our kids are young. Like, I'm bored, right? Like, just sit. It's fine. But we're bored. And even we are uncomfortable because I don't think we've had an opportunity to delve into what we truly think about, right? It's powerful if we can focus on that. You know, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, Amma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, in Nahjul Balagha, in Sermon 193, that's the famous sermon of his where he talks about the attributes of the muttaqin. He says in the sermon, as far as fi alamat al-muttaqin, from amongst the signs of the muttaqin, in samata lam yaghummahu, he says that when the muttaqin, those who are God conscious, are silent, their silence does not distress them. It does not make them anxious, like I'm missing something. Why am I silent, right? Now, you know, I prepared this like a couple of weeks ago, you know, and so I have to practice it myself. And so what I did, I drove to Kitchener on Saturday, and so I decided that the entire drive from here to Kitchener, I will not turn anything on to my car, right? It'll just be me and my thoughts. And it was an adventure, I tell you. Yeah, it was an adventure driving there because the thoughts really tell us who we are, right? Like if you have thoughts sometimes, and this sometimes happens to us at night when we're sleeping, when we're about to go to sleep and the thoughts run wild, where the thoughts go to hint towards your personality and hint towards what's inside of you. So for example, like if you have thoughts like, man, if I had $2 million and I would do this with this money and I would give, it shows that we lack contentment, right? Like we don't have this qana'ah with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided. So I'm thinking about these things. If I want to fix some problems that happened in the past and I just keep reliving that and reliving that, that may tell me some deficiencies that I have about letting go of things, right? Making amends of things. Whatever it is, if you concentrate on your thoughts, it's very powerful for you to be able to see who you are. And so what you have to find is that when it comes to silence, you have to practically and very actively carve out time for silence. And this is an exercise we should all be engaging in, carving out time for silence, right? And again, like I said, like one of the first advices that we got from our teacher is that before you preach something, do it yourself, right? And so something that we like to do, or I tried to do, I'm not saying I'm successful, I'm trying to do, is for example, patches of the day, I leave my phone away from me. Because I know that if my phone is around me, I will be gravitated towards it all the time. And so I put it away, right? Or sit in silence in the car, even if it's 5-10 minutes, even if I'm not thinking about anything, but just learn silence. And you know, there's a lot of physical and spiritual benefits associated with silence. And I'll just read a few. And again, I had mentioned this at Jumu'ah, that some of the spiritual and physical benefits of silence are, number one, it stimulates brain growth. This is fascinating, okay? A Duke University study in 2013 said that a minimum of 2 hours of silence could result in the creation of new brain cells in the area of our brains linked to learning and recall. New brain cells, just from there being silence, yeah? You know, we want to memorize the Quran, we want to do all of these things, but we say we're not capable. No, God has given us the tools. We have just sullied everything with noise, constant distractions, right? And so if we just learn to give that break, this may be a benefit. Silence relieves stress, we are told. It relaxes us. It enhances sleep and decreases insomnia. It increases awareness and personal reflection. It increases focus. It increases creativity. And it gives you space to meet yourself. This is kind of what we talked about, to see where your thoughts are going. And if we really focus on the direction of where these thoughts are going, the aim is not to allow the thoughts to lead us, right? The aim is to look at the path that the thoughts are going to, and then rein it in and say, okay, this is not where I want you to go. And what we can do in that is learn a tremendous bit about ourselves, a lot about ourselves, right? And this is that process of tafakkur and tadabbur that yields hikmah, wisdom.
Salatullah, salamullah, ala Yasin, Habib.